Haribo, this is much nicer because I can see you.
Ovo je puno ljepše jer vas mogu vidjeti.
I first of all want to address all the parents.
Prije svega bih želio zamoliti nešto sve roditelje.
I'm so happy that you are here with the children who need an early exposure to Krishna consciousness.
Jako sam sretan što ste svi ovdje sa djecom kojima je potrebno tako rano izlaganje svjesnosti Krišne.
When I was in New York, I saw that the temple had made a very nice solution on very nice arrangement for the children. When the lecture would start, the kindergarten for the children would start.
U New Yorku sam vidio jedno zanimljivo rješenje za djecu. Kada bi počela lekcija, u isto vrijeme bi počeo i vrtić za njih.
In a separate room.
U odvojenoj sobi.
I believe for our parents in Krishna consciousness, it would be a wonderful task to also start thinking how to have a Krishna conscious Sunday school for the children. I believe that many more parents with young children would also feel attracted to come.
Mislim da bi bilo dobro da počnemo razmišljati o nečemu kao nedjeljnoj školi za djecu. Vjerujem da bi mnogo roditelja bilo privučeno doći kada bismo imali tako nešto.
I have seen temples with Sunday schools for children where also non-devotees brought their children.
Vidio sam hramove sa nedjeljnom školom za djecu gdje bi čak i oni koji nisu bhakti doveli svoju djecu.
I really feel that many more parents with children would be able to come if we can just offer an attractive children program in the temple.
Vjerujem da bi puno više roditelja s djecom došlo ako bismo im ponudili privlačni program za djecu.
Which would be parallel to those parts of the program which are meditative.
Koji bi se vodio usporedno s meditativnim dijelovima programa.
I also think that maybe in the future we should start to have a parallel Sunday lecture for let us say guests come for the first time to the temple.
Isto tako mislim da bismo u budućnosti mogli imati usporedno predavanje za goste koji prvi puta dolaze u hram.
That may be also something to think about.
To je također tema o kojoj bismo mogli razmisliti.
In my lecture today, I will address those of you who are old practitioners of the path of Bhakti Yoga, and also to those who come for the first time.
U svojoj današnjoj lekciji ja ću se obratiti vama koji već duže vrijeme prakticirate put Bhakti Yoga, ali i onima koji ste ovdje po prvi puta.
During my lecture, I have also invited a very famous international personality to come. He will come through the door a little later.
Isto tako sam pozvao slavnu međunarodno poznatu osobu da dođe i za svaki čas će doći proći kroz vrata.
So we will sing a little song and then we will start the lecture. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihari Gopi Dana Vallava Girivara Dadi Thank you.
kopita navalava kiri varadadi. Yasoda nanana braja jana ranjana. Yasoda nanana braja jana ranjana. Yamuna chida vanachari. Yamuna chida vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Chila, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Chila, Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivesesha sunyavadi Askatyade sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitana Prabhu Nitananda Advaita Gadadara Sivasade Govakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Today, in my little lecture, I would like to give you a secret.
Danas u svojem malom predavanju voga bih vam dati jednu tajnu.
A key which can open doors in your life which were closed for a long time.
Ključ koji može otvoriti vrata koja su dugo bila zaključena, zatvorena.
I would like to present to you a secret of this universe which all those who have ever been successful in anything they did have known and applied.
Želio bih vam predstaviti jednu tajnu koju su znali i primjenjivali svi koji su na bilo koji način bili uspješni u ovom svijetu.
This key describes to you how the universe works and how you can attain anything you want from the universe.
Taj ključ pokazuje kako ovaj svemir funkcionira te kako možete dobiti od njega sve što poželite.
It comes from the Katha Upanishad and I will recite to you this magical key in the Sanskrit language.
To dolazi iz Kata Upanishade, a ja ću vam recitirati taj čarobni ključ na sanskritu.
Nityo nityanam cetanas cetananam eko bahuda yo vidadati kaman. The word kaman is very important, desires.
E jako važna riječ ovdje je kaman, želje.
Vidadati means all desires are fulfilled.
A vidadati znači da su sve želje ispunjene.
For someone who knows that amongst all those who are eternal, there's one eternal, supreme eternal.
Među svima vječnima postoji jedan vrhovni vječni.
All the desires will be fulfilled of someone who knows that amongst all those who are conscious, there's one supreme consciousness.
Ispunit će se sve želje onoga tko zna da među svima koji su svjesni postoji vrhovno svjesna osoba.
Because if this supreme eternal supreme consciousness hears your strong desire, he will fulfill it. That's his duty.
Jer ako ta vrhovna vječna i vrhovna svjesnost čuje vaše želje, ona će ih ispuniti zato što je to njegova dužnost.
Most of us are so mixed up in their desires that they do not have one strong desire. They have millions of weak desires.
Većina nas ima tako pomiješane želje da nemamo jednu snažnu želju, već imamo mješavinu slabih želja.
If you, they are somewhat a little bit like diffused light.
Oni su nalik raspršenoj svjetlosti.
Which goes all over, but very is very weak.
Koja se svuda širi, ali je jako slaba.
The moment this diffuse light is bundled, it becomes so powerful that it can cut through granite or steel.
U trenutku kada se ta raspršena svjetlost skupi, ona postaje tako moćna da može rezati kroz granit ili čelik.
At that time, bundled light is often called laser light. Huh?
Tako svjetlost često se zove laserska svjetlost.
So, when you bundle your desires, your millions of weak desires, and you put it into either one or a few desires where you're really sure this is what I want, something happens in the universe.
Kada skupite sve te svoje želje, te milijune želja, u jednu ili nekoliko snažnih želja, nešto će se dogoditi.
The Supreme Lord, who is present as consciousness, eternal consciousness everywhere, will start to activate the laws of nature that your desires are fulfilled.
Vrhovni gospodin koji je svuda prisutan sa svojom svjesnošću aktivirat će zakone prirode na taj način da se vaše želje ispune.
Let me give you a simple example.
Daću vam jednostavan primjer.
I desire now to lift my arm.
Ja sada želim podići svoju ruku.
Let me check if I'm really sure about it.
Samo da provjerim jesam li stvarno siguran.
I will look a little foolish when I do it.
Izgledaću malo budalasto kad ću to raditi.
Yes, I have decided I will do it.
Odlučio sam se, učinit ću to.
Now there's a decision.
Došlo je do odluke.
All of a sudden, I really can't tell you what chemical reactions will now start and how what muscles will work. Look at this arm.
Odjednom, ne znam kakve kemijske reakcije će se dogoditi ili...
Just look at
ali
it.
Ali pogledajte ovu ruku.
It goes up.
Ona se podiže.
My God, I don't know how this happens.
Moj Bože, ne znam kako je do toga došlo.
I just desire it.
Samo sam poželio.
And because there is consciousness,
i zato što postoji svjesnost,
it works.
To funkcionira.
The Supreme Lord pervades this whole material universe, which is like one huge body, with his consciousness.
Vrhovni gospodin svojom svjesnošću prožima čitav ovaj svemir koji je nalik jednom ogromnom tijelu.
He is the universal consciousness, whereas your consciousness is limited to this body.
On je univerzalna svjesnost, dok je naša svjesnost ograničena na ovo tijelo.
And when the Supreme Lord notices that your desire is very strong, he will activate the universe in such a way that you will be that it will be fulfilled.
Kada vrhovni gospodin vidi da je vaša želja iznimno jaka, on će aktivirati zakone na taj način da se ona ostvari.
The Gita explains this mystical law by saying sadata bhava bhavita, whatever your mind is fixed upon, that will be your state of being.
Bhagavad Gita to kaže, tako da kaže sada bhava bhavita, što znači da ono na što usredotočite svoju pažnju, to će biti vaše stanje postojanja.
I'm not convinced that you became the child of your parents by accident.
Nisam baš uvjeren da ste slučajno postali djeca svojih roditelja.
You have chosen your parents.
Vi ste izabrali svoje roditelje.
Because of your state of mind, you took a certain birth.
Zbog svog stanja uma, vi ste se rodili na određenom mjestu.
I'm not convinced that anything in this universe or any situation in our life is there because of some chance or because others manipulated something in your life.
Nisam uvjeren da se razni događaji u našem životu događaju slučajno ili zbog manipulacije drugih.
Everything is there because your mind was in a certain mood.
Sve je tu zbog vašeg uma koji se našao u određenom stanju.
The Vishnu Purana analyzes the material body and then says, what was your desire to get this body?
Vishnu Purana analizira to na taj način da kaže, kakva je bila vaša želja da ste dobili ovo svoje trenutno tijelo?
For instance, someone who has a bad breath.
Naprimjer, netko koji ima loš zadah.
He wanted to talk bad about it.
Želio je pričati loše o drugima.
Someone who has varicose veins.
Netko tko ima zatvorene vene.
They are out now. Yeah. It's all right. He had a lot of sexual activities. Yeah, to teach him a lesson, he is now no longer the most beautiful on the legs.
I da bi ga se poučao lekciji, njegove noge više nisu baš tako lijepe.
In a previous life, he desired something.
U prethodnom životu nešto je poželio.
And he has a result.
I to je bio rezultat.
Someone who is very, very strong, he had this desire.
Netko tko je jako snažan imao je tu želju.
When Arnold Schwarzenegger. When Arnold Schwarzenegger moved for the first time into the fitness studio.
Kada je Arnold Schwarzenegger prvi put otišao u fitness studio.
He had small shoulders like this, or like maybe like this.
Imao ovako velika ramena.
No muscles.
Bez mišića.
Almost falling over.
Gotovo je pao.
And because this fool was so attracted to a body like a gorilla.
Zato što je bio toliko privučen tijelu koje je nalik gorili.
He said, in 5 years I will be Mr. Universe.
Rekao je, u 5 godina bit ću Miss Univerzuma.
No,
Mr. Univerzuma.
Do you know what that is, Mr. Universe, in Croatia? I'm not saying it's a glorious desire.
Ne kažem da je to slavna želja.
But he fixed his mind on it.
Ali on je usmjerio svoj um na to.
He wanted to look like a gorilla.
Želio izgledati kao gorila.
And in this life, he just got this blessing. The whole chemistry of his body worked in such a way that his desire was fulfilled.
I on je dobio takav blagoslov. Sva kemija njegovog tijela se posložila na takav način da se njegova želja ispunila.
He is from Austria.
On je iz Austrije.
Simple man from Austria.
Jednostavan čovjek iz Austrije.
But his next desire was to become the governor of California.
No, njegova Njegova sljedeća želja je bila da postane kalifornijski guverner Kalifornije.
And because his desire was very strong, although he is from Austria, he became an American politician.
I budući da je njegova želja bila tako jaka, iako dolazi iz Austrije, on je postao američki političar.
I feel very, very much ashamed to give this as an example in a spiritual lecture. You know?
Iako se sramim što ovo dajem kao primjer na jednoj duhovnoj lekciji.
I just wanted to give you an example of how Krishna's words, whatever is in your mind becomes your reality, is true even in a material sense.
Želio sam vam samo dati primjer kako su Krišnine riječi istinite, da sve što pomislim u svojem umu postane i stvarnost u materijalnom svemiru.
Krishna describes the mind in the Bhagavad Gita as something which is many branched, just like a river, which nowadays we don't have them any longer, but the Amazonas is such a river, which has like millions of branches, you know.
Opisano da je um razgranat poput rijeka koje ponekad imaju milijune rukavaca, poput Amazone na primjer.
And it is because of this many branchedness which people like us experience, that's why we don't get what we want.
I zbog toga što ljudi poput nas doživljavamo takvu veliku razgranatost, mi ne dobivamo ono što želimo.
When you come to spiritual life, you are actually trained to concentrate your mind and fix your mind.
Kada dođete u duhovni život, vas se trenira da usredotočite svoj um.
In the Gita, Lord Krishna says that the mind of those on this path of Krishna consciousness is determined, and it's really no longer many branched, it becomes focused.
U Bhagavad Gita Krishna kaže da je um osoba na duhovnom putu usredotočen, više nije razgranat.
And then you will get what you want.
I onda ćete dobiti ono što želite.
Srila Prabhupada was quite old, approaching 70 years, above 70 years old, when he made the decision to go to America.
Srila Prabhupada je bio prilično star, imao je čak i više od 70 godina kada je donio odluku da ode u Ameriku.
He came here. He came to the West with really no financial support.
Došao je on na zapad bez ikakve financijske podrške.
He only had a very strong desire.
Imao je samo snažnu želju.
And true to Krishna's promise, he fulfilled that desire. And yes, he spread Krishna consciousness in an amazing way all over the world.
I on je ispunio tu želju diljem svijeta na zadivljujući način.
When he was here, the movement for Krishna consciousness was in some ways more prosperous.
Kada on bio prisutan, pokret na svjesnost Krišne je bio na mnogo načina puno ima veći prosperitet.
In other ways, we have also opened more temples.
Mi smo otvorili više hramova.
It's difficult to say, but the single mind desire is so absolutely powerful.
No, ta jednosmjerna želja je toliko moćna.
How can you concentrate your mind?
Kako možemo usredotočiti svoj um?
You first have to think about something.
Najprije trebamo razmišljati o nečemu.
Think about your desire, what you really want in this life.
Razmišljate o svojim željama i o tome što uistinu želite u svom životu.
Then you have to add some more intensity to it by believing in your desire.
A zatim tome trebate dodati malo intenziteta na taj način da stvarno vjerujete u svoju želju.
And then you have to visualize your desire more intense.
Zatim dolazi još intenzivniji dio, a to je da vizualizirate svoju želju.
Like Prabhupada, when he was in the beginning in America, he saw all his temples and books and farms before his eyes.
Kad je Prabhupada bio na početku u Americi, on je već vidio sve te hramove i knjige pred svojim očima.
Sometimes people would ask him, where are your temples? And he said, they are there. Only a little time is separating us.
Ponekad bi ga ljudi pitali, pa gdje su ti hramovi? On bi odgovorio, oni su već tu, samo nas vrijeme to od toga dijeli.
He saw it.
On je to vidio.
You have to also visualize your desire.
I vi također morate vizualizirati svoje želje.
It works wonders.
I to čini čuda.
I must tell you a secret.
Moram vam odati tajnu.
I was amongst the devotees who very strongly wanted this temple.
Ja sam bio među baktama koji su stvarno željeli ovaj hram.
And I started to visualize kirtans in the temple.
I počeo sam vizualizirati kirtane u hramu.
A few years ago I made this regular meditation. There should be a big hall full of people and we will all sit and we will chant our hearts out to Krishna.
I prije nekoliko godina stvarno sam to zamišljao kako postoji velika dvorana gdje svi sjedimo i punim srcem pjevamo za Krishnu.
There were others who also did this.
Postoje i drugi koji su to činili.
Much more qualified than me in visualizing.
Puno kvalificiraniji od mene u vizualizaciji.
And today I must or the first time I went to the temple and what it was ready. It looked exactly the way I had visualized it.
I kada sam prvi put došao u hram, kad je bio gotov, izgledao je baš onako kako sam ga vizualizirao.
Even these halogen lights, these small stars, you know, like
them. Čak i ovo malo svjetlo poput zvijezda.
Everything was there.
Sve je bilo tu.
Even this this decoration I saw, this it's efoil, I believe.
Čak i ovi ukrasi.
It's so powerful.
Da je tako moćno.
I have a few other visualizations.
Imam još neke vizualizacije.
When I was in the hospital, every day I meditated that I will dance again, although I couldn't imagine to get even out of bed without help.
Kad sam bio u bolnici, svaki dan sam zamišljao kako ponovno plešem, čak i ako nisam mogao ni zamisliti da ustanem iz kreveta.
And in a very short time I danced.
I jako brzo sam plesao.
I danced in the forest of Kulokadam when no one looked. Because they always, everyone says, don't overdo and so on. I don't do anything.
Plesao sam u šumi na Kulokadami kada me nitko nije vidio zato što me svi uvijek upozoravaju da ne pretjerujem.
Yes, it's my dear devotees, my dear friends and my dear weak-minded and strong-minded skeptics.
Dragi moji bakte, dragi moji prijatelji, dragi moji skeptici slabog uma i jakog uma.
Yes. If you just learn the simple concentration,
ako samo naučite tu jednostavnu koncentraciju,
you will see wonders in your life.
Vidjet ćete u svom životu čuda.
Because the universe is made like this to fulfill your desires.
Zato što je svemir sačinjen na taj način da ispunjava vaše želje.
There is of course something like karma also there.
Naravno, tu postoji karma.
That is sometimes before a desire is fulfilled, we will see an old desire who has to first become fulfilled.
Dakle, prije nego što se ispuni ta želja, vidjet ćemo stare želje koje se počinju ispunjavati.
But even when you are in a situation where, let us say, you experience the manifestation of your old karma.
No, čak i ako ste u situaciji kada dobivate rezultate svoje prošle karme.
Even then you can start to formulate your new desire.
Čak i tada možete početi oblikovati svoje nove želje.
It's wrong to say that absolutely everything I desire will be immediately fulfilled.
Krivo je reći da ćemo sve što ćemo poželjeti da će se istog trenutka ostvariti.
The universal postal system sometimes waits for your karma to also subdue first.
Svemirski poštanski sustav također ponekad i čeka da se vaša karma malo smiri.
But even as you are at the moment undergoing some karma,
No čak i ako prolazite kroz određenu karmu.
On a parallel line you see the new thing coming when your mind is strong enough.
A kada je vaš dovoljno jak, onda ćete vidjeti kako usporedno dolaze i nove stvari.
For instance, now I see a spiritual university in my mind. I mean, nowadays in this portion of my life.
Na primjer, u ovoj fazi svog života ja vidim duhovno sveučilište.
It may not be that in the next month this will manifest because it's not yet the time.
Ne mora značiti da će se to ostvariti u sljedećim mjesecima, zato što to još nije vrijeme za to.
But some other things must come.
Najprije moraju doći neke druge stvari.
But I absolutely know if I keep on desiring this, it will, and not give up, then it will manifest the spiritual universe.
No, potpuno sam uvjeren da ako to nastavim željeti, da će se to duhovno sveučilište na kraju i očitovati.
When I came here a month ago, I told the devotees a very interesting story about a pilgrim.
Kada sam bio ovdje prije mjesec dana, rekao sam baktama jednu zanimljivu priču o hodočasniku.
It's a wonderful illustration. You will love it.
To je predivna ilustracija i svidjet će vam se.
He was on a pilgrimage and wanted to reach Gangotri, that's the source of Ganga. It's about 4,700 meters high. Almost 5,000.
On je bio na hodočišću prema Gangotriju, izvorištu Gange, koje se nalazi na 4700 metara, čak 5000 metara nadmorske visine.
This pilgrim was old.
Taj hodočasnik je bio star.
His body was tired.
Njegovo tijelo je bilo
umorno. Oh, he was old.
On bio je tako star.
Cold rain was falling down, the road was full of mud.
Padala je hladna kiša, a putevi su bili puni blata.
Some person came to him and said, "Where do you want to go, old man?"
Prišla mu jedna osoba i upitala ga, starče, gdje ti želiš ići?
And he said, "Well, I want to go to the source of Mother Ganga."
On je rekao, pa ja želim ići na izvorište majke Gange.
So, man said, "This is a long way to go, and it's raining, and you are old."
A ta osoba rekla, ma, to je dug put i pada kiša, ti si star.
But the pilgrim answered, "No, my heart is already there, now my body is just following."
No, hodočasnik je odgovorio, moje srce je već tamo, a sada samo moje tijelo ga slijedi.
And Dakaji, if you put your heart into a goal and see the goal, your body and your life will follow you to this goal. I promise you this. If it doesn't work, I will give you a macrobiotic cake.
Dakle, obećujem ti da ako svoje srce smjeriš na neki cilj i kreneš prema tom cilju, da ćeš ga i ostvariti. To ti obećujem i daću ti za to i makrobiotički kolač.
You must just fix it strong enough.
Samo moraš željeti dovoljno jako.
And you may need something which helps you to fix your mind.
I možda će ti trebati nešto što će ti pomoći da usredotočiš svoj um.
We could call these the daily devotions.
Možemo to nazvati dnevnim pobožnostima.
Things which you do each day to raise your energy level.
Stvari koje radimo svakodnevno da podignemo svoju energetsku razinu.
You should do this on the physical, on the emotional and also on the spiritual level.
To se može raditi na fizičkoj, emotivnoj i na duhovnoj razini.
People who have a weak body and weak emotions, they think weak thoughts.
Ljudi koji imaju slaba tijela i imaju slabe emocije, oni razmišljaju slabe misli.
Too many Hare Krishnas have weak bodies and weak emotions.
Prevelik broj Hare Krishna ima slaba tijela i slabe emocije.
They feel emotions like enviousness of the success of others.
Osjećaju zavist prema uspjehu drugih.
Disturbed.
Uznemireni su.
Not enough loved and cared for.
Ne osjećaju se dovoljno voljeno ili zbrinuto.
If your emotions are so hurt, how will you keep them on a spiritual goal.
Ako su vaše emocije tako povrijeđene, kako ćete ih usredotočiti na duhovni cilj?
You will always be, as they say in northern Germany, durch den Wind, through the wind.
Uvijek ćete, kao što kažemo u sjevernoj Njemačkoj, valujati na vjetru.
Ups and downs.
Doživljavati uspone i padove.
So, Srila Prabhupada, he said, for a strong body we should dance.
Srila Prabhupada rekao da bismo trebali plesati za jako tijelo.
Best is 5 hours a day.
Najbolje 5 sati dnevno.
Breathe.
Dišite.
And if you can't do it, you might use a little, well, he didn't say about it. Yes, he said, do some yoga.
Da je rekao da možemo raditi jogu.
There were devotees who were laughing about people who did yoga in Mumbai.
Neki bhakti su se smijeli ljudima koji su prakticirali jogu u Mumbaju.
Prabhupada said to this devotee, you have such a fat belly.
Prabhupada je rekao tim bhaktama, imate tako debeli trbuh.
My spiritual master didn't like fat bellies.
Moj duhovni učitelj nije volio debele trbuhe.
You better you spend some time doing yoga and not eating so much.
Bolje da neko vrijeme provodite radeći jogu umjesto da jedete.
And not sleeping so much.
I da toliko spavate.
These things are not often stressed in a monk community or in a spiritual community because actually they are obvious.
Te stvari se ponekad ne naglašavaju u zajednici monaha ili u duhovnoj zajednici, a zato što su one očite.
In the Vedic times everyone knew this.
U vedsko vrijeme to su svi znali.
In the Vedic culture everyone knew this.
U vedskoj kulturi svi su to znali.
It's just like we know how to switch on the light.
Kao što vjerno zna kako gasiti svjetlo.
No one needs to tell us when it's dark. Here is the switch. Ja,
nitko ne mora reći da je mračno, tu je prekidač.
So someone who is in a Vedic, who is in a proper culture and knows the culture, he knows these simple things, you know, like making a walk when you are too tired or too spiritual and whatever.
I svi znamo, u vjetskoj kulturi su znali da ponekad potrebno se prošetati ako smo umorni ili ako smo usprženi ili nešto.
Yeah. Simple body maintenance.
Jednostavno održavanje tijela.
It's known.
To je bilo poznato.
To keep yourself on a strong energy level that you can be a little intense and focused in your life, you might also need some emotional stability.
Da biste ostali usredotočeni u svom životu, da biste imali taj intenzitet usmjerenosti, možda vam je potrebna i emotivna stabilnost u životu.
Happy feelings.
Sretni osjećaj.
Not so nervous.
Bez prevelike nervoze.
Not so easily disturbed.
Bez pretjerane uznemirenosti.
I know this is strong for many of you to hear, but it's important.
Znam da je nekima od vas to možda previše začuti, ali to je važno.
But of course, our spiritual strength is most important.
No, naravno, najvažnija je naša duhovna snaga.
In a spiritual life, we always strengthen the spiritual side first and foremost.
U duhovnom životu, prije svega, moramo učvrstiti našu duhovnu stranu.
We feel if we are spiritually strong, we will automatically take care of the physical and mental.
Ako smo duhovno jaki, onda ćemo se automatski pobrinuti za fizičke i mentalne potrebe.
And also it's a fact, those who have really a strong, happy, well-rounded mind, the mind cures the body and the emotions.
I istina je da oni koji imaju sretan i jak um, da njihov um izliječuje njihovo tijelo i njihove emocije.
The mind is your biggest doctor, your greatest doctor.
Um je vaš najveći liječnik.
And he's the one who can kill you also.
I on vas također može i ubiti.
Hare Krishna. I want to now move away from all these thoughts and will tell you a little bit about focusing your mind on bhakti, on the spiritual level.
Želio bih se malo odmaknuti od ovih poanti i reći nešto o sredočivanju uma u bhakti.
When your mind or heart is fixed strongly on Krishna, you will attract Krishna.
Kad je vaš um i vaše srce usredotočeno na Krishnu, vi ćete privući Krishnu.
Krishna is more important than any goal you can get in this universe.
Krishna je puno važniji od bilo kojeg cilja kojeg možete ostvariti u ovom svemiru.
The law of attraction, if you want to say it, call it like this, works in other words also on the spiritual platform, and there it's most important.
Zakon privlačnosti, ako ga želimo tako nazvati, djeluje također i na duhovnoj razini na kojoj je i najvažniji.
Let me give you the example of Lokanath Goswami.
Daću vam primjer Lokanatha Goswamija.
He only had one desire.
On je imao samo jednu želju.
Krishna, where are you?
Krishna, gdje si?
One day he came to one particular forest in Vrindavan called Kamyavan, Kumudvan.
Jednog dana je došao do jedne šume u Vrindavanu koja se zove Kumudvan.
And his desire for Krishna became just almost burning like a flame.
I njegova želja za Krishnom je gorila poput plamena.
When Krishna saw that his desire was so strong, he became pulled to Lokanath.
Kada je Krishna vidio njegovu snažnu želju, postao je privučen Lokanathom.
He took the form of a very simple tribesman and carried a beautiful deity called Radha Vinod.
Poprimio oblik jednostavnog plemenskog čovjeka i donio prekrasno božanstvo koje se zove Radha Vinod. Bilo je rano ujutro.
Lokanath Goswami was in his little bhajan kuti. It was like a straw hut. And he heard a knocking outside.
Lokanath je bio u svojem malom bhajan kutiru. To je bila zlatna kolibica i tada je začuo kucanje na vratima.
Who could it be?
Ko bi to mogao biti?
It was so absolutely early.
Bilo je tako rano.
Much too early. For it was still dark.
Previše rano, još je vani bio mrak.
He opened the door.
Otvorio je vrata.
And he saw a beautiful personality before him who looked like a tribesman.
I pred sobom je vidio prekrasnu osobu koja je izgledala poput nekog plemenskog čovjeka.
And he said, this, yeah. And he gave him this Krishna deity.
On je rekao, evo ovdje, i dao mu je to božanstvo Krishna.
Lokanath Goswami was overwhelmed by the beauty, the extraordinary beauty of this little Krishna, that his heart melted and he shook in ecstasy.
Lokanath Goswami je bio toliko preplavljen ljepotom tog Krishna da se njegovo srce rastopilo i počeo je drhtati od blaženstva.
But he was also attracted to the man who brought the deity.
No, privukla ga je osoba koja je donijela božanstvo.
Who are you? Said Lokanath Goswami.
Tko si ti? Upitao je Lokanath Goswami.
This is a question which is not very important, said the man.
To nije tako važno pitanje, odgovorio je.
I'm a simple carrier.
Ja sam jednostavni nosač.
He gave the deity in Lokanath's hand and he disappeared.
Da, predao je božanstvo u Lokanathine ruke i jednostavno nestao.
Lokanath said, Krishna.
Lokanath je rekao, Krishna.
And the small deity simply said, yes.
A malo božanstvo jednostavno je rekao, da.
He started to speak.
Počelo je govoriti.
Who do you think was the person who brought me?
Što ti misliš, tko je bila ta osoba koja me donijela?
Can a human being bring God to you?
Može li ti ljudsko biće donijeti Boga?
It was me who brought me.
To sam bio ja koji sam ti donio sebe.
My dear devotees, I hope the point is clear. If your desire to have Krishna becomes strong, you will get Krishna.
Dragi moji bhakte, nadam se da vam je jasna poruka ove priče. Ako vaša želja da dostignete Krišnu bude jaka, vi ćete ga dostići.
This is because bhakti, real bhakti or love, is a strong desire to have the Lord.
Zato što bhakti je u stvari snažna želja da se dostigne Gospodin.
Bhakti has been translated with one word by Baladev Vidyabhushana. He said it thirst.
Baladev Vidyabhushana je preveo bhakti jednom riječju. On je rekao bhakti je žeđ.
Have you ever been thirsty?
Jeste li ikada bili žedni?
I mean, really thirsty.
Mislim, stvarno žedni.
When?
Kada?
Persia.
Kada sam bio u Perziji na poslovnom putu.
Yes. Persia is a good place to get thirsty. It's so dry here.
Persija je dobro mjesto da ožednite, tako je suho tamo.
I must admit to you, I have always a thermos, the luxury of a thermos bottle with me, and I'm getting this tea and that macrobiotic magna, and it's almost too much, you know, liquid. Yeah.
Moram vam priznati da ja imam taj luksus da uvijek sa sobom nosim svoju termosicu, imam svoje makrobiotičke čajeve i tako da toga čak i previše.
But I remember long ago when I was young, I also was thirsty and when you're really thirsty, you only want to drink. That's all you want. Nothing else. Not even to eat.
Sjećam se kad sam bio mlad, jednom sam bio stvarno, stvarno žedan. A kad ste žedni, samo želite piti. Čak vam ni jelo više nije važno.
On the battlefield people get thirsty.
Ljudi ožedne na bojnom polju.
Many battles are lost because there is no water for the soldiers.
Mnoge bitke se gube zato što nema vode za vojnike.
They are not lost because there is no food.
Ne gube se zbog nestašice hrane.
You can go on without food for a long time, but without water, when you're really thirsty, the life functions stop.
Bez hrane možete dugo, ali kada se stvarno žedni, životne funkcije jako brzo stanu.
So bhakti, Slatko, is thirst, if you have real bhakti.
Bhakti, ako imamo pravo bhakti, je žeđ.
You want it so strong that you cry for Krishna.
Toliko jako i želite da plačete za Krishnu.
And then you attract Krishna.
I onda privlačite Krishnu.
The force, strong desire.
To je ta sila, ta snažna želja.
I want to give you a second example, and then I will stop.
Želim vam dati drugi primjer prije nego stanem.
No, then I will introduce my international guest and then I stop. He's one of the most famous people in the world and he came today. He's waiting in hiding.
Najpoznatijih osoba na svijetu, a danas je došao i čeka.
Once there was, you can attract Krishna also by your offerings.
Krishna možete privući svojim ponudama.
If your love is maybe not so high or your desire is not so strong, offer something to Krishna, a flower, an apple.
Ako vaša ljubav nije tako jaka, onda ponudite nešto Krishni, možda cvijet ili jabuku.
And if there's only a little desire to have Krishna, he will come.
I ako imate samo malu želju da imate Krishnu, on će doći.
There is a wonderful temple in India, in Karoli, where the deity is called Madan Mohan.
Ima prekrasno božanstvo u Indiji, u Karoliju, gdje se božanstvo zove Madan Mohan.
And just near to this temple, maybe around, almost like 4 kilometers, there lived a simple Gujari lady.
I blizu tog hrama, možda kojih 4 kilometra dalje, žele jedna jednostavna Gujari žena.
She had just one cow and lived by selling the milk of that cow.
Imala je samo jednu kravu i preživljavala se tako da je prodavala mlijeko.
Every evening she would cross the Yamuna on her feet with the milk.
Svako večer prešla bi Yamunu sa svojim mlijekom.
And bring the milk to the temple so that it could be offered to Radha Madan Mohan as a night drink.
I donijela bi ga u hram da bude ponuđeno Madan Mohanu kao noćna ponuda.
But she did something in the temple, while she was in the Yamuna, which no one should actually know.
Ali je učinila nešto u Yamuni što nitko ne bi smio znati.
She was poor.
Bila je siromašna.
And she, when she was in the Yamuna, no one looked. She mixed a little water to the milk so that it became more.
I kad je bila u Yamuni, kad je nitko nije gledao, dodala je malo vode kako bi bilo više mlijeka.
So one day a little fish also came into the milk.
I jedan dan u mlijeko je došla i mala riba.
When the priest received the milk,
kada je svećenik dobio mlijeko,
he poured it in the pot.
Izlio ga u posudu.
You rascal!
Ti nitkove.
You are bringing a fish to the Lord.
Donijela si ribu gospodinu.
And you know, I know how this fish came in. You diluted the water.
I znam kako je ta riba došla. Ti
Oh Maya. Every day we have offered watery milk to our Lord.
Oh ne, svaku večer smo ponudili vodeno mlijeko našem gospodinu.
Out.
Izlazim.
Yes. Never come back.
Nikad se ne vraćaj.
Never show your face to this temple.
Nikada više nemoj svoje lice pokazati ovome hramu.
It broke the heart of the lady.
To je slomilo njezino srce.
She wanted to offer something.
Samo sam htjela nešto ponuditi.
She went to her home.
Vratila se kući.
And she didn't. She just cried.
I samo je plakala.
She didn't eat, she didn't sleep, she didn't drink, she didn't bathe, she didn't whatever you normally do.
Nije ni jela, ne spavala, nije se ni kupala, nije ni pila, što već se radite obično.
After 3 days, she heard a knock on the door.
Nakon 3 dana čula je kucanje na vratima.
She opened and she saw a beautiful young man, a brahmana, standing there.
Otvorila ih je i ispred njih je ugledala prekrasnog mladića, brahmana.
What do you want, young asket?
Što želiš, mladi asketo?
Milk.
Mlijeko.
I'm just so much wanting milk.
Toliko želim mlijeko.
I can't exist without milk.
Ne mogu živjeti bez mlijeka.
This milk which went sour.
Ali imam samo ovo mlijeko koje se ukiselilo.
Since 3 days I'm not really functioning.
3 dana baš ne mogu najbolje.
I take sour milk, I take anything.
No, uzet ću bilo što. Uzet ću kiselo mlijeko.
Well, she said, I can go to my cow, I will milk my cow.
Rekla je, dobro, mogu otići do svoje krave, mogu pomusti kravu.
Wait until I have boiled the milk.
Čekaj dok skuham mlijeko.
Sour milk could be something in there. So the lady, the asket said, I take the milk without boiling.
Yeah, asket rekao, uzet ću mlijeko bez prethodnog kuhanja.
At that time the sun went down.
U to vrijeme zašlo je sunce.
Lady said, what do you want now?
A žena upitala, što sada želiš?
A place to sleep.
Neko mjesto za počinak.
Lady said, this is all I have, this hut.
Ova kolebica je sve što imam, odgovorila je.
You will have to sleep. I also have to sleep there.
Morat ćeš spavati jer ja isto spavam.
No problem.
Nema problema.
So he went down and he slept.
И так он спал,
In the morning, when the lady woke up, she looked over to her visitor, but there was no one.
Ujutro, kada se žena probudila, pogledala je prema svojem posjetiocu, ali tamo nije bilo
nikoga. There was only a beautiful yellow cloth.
Već samo prekrasna žuta odjeća.
Tie that you wear around the shoulders.
Ona odjeća koju nosite oko ramena.
Earlier, that lady, for the night, the lady had given her guest the only quilt she had, the only blanket she had.
Žena je ranije dala tom svom gostu jedinu deku koju je imala.
And when she saw this yellow cloth, Krishna wears a yellow cloth, which was smelling so nice, you know, this was Krishna who came and drank my milk.
Kad je ugledala tu žutu odjeću, jer Krishna nosi žutu odjeću, jer je s vami disala, ona rekla, to je bio Krishna koji je popio moje mlijeko.
This pujari will make eyes today. The pujari will really look when I show it, tell him this.
Da pujari će se stvarno iznenaditi kad mu to kažem.
And she took that yellow scarf.
Uzela je taj žuti šal.
She held it like this.
Ovako ga je pridržala.
And she said, Madan Mohan was here and took my milk, even though you said out, out, out.
Madan Mohan je bio tu, uzeo moje mlijeko, čak i kad se mi ti istjerao.
This is his scarf.
Ovo je njegov šal.
The pujari had to believe, the priest had to believe her, because in the morning when he had opened the temple doors, the deity was wearing a worn quilt.
I pujari je morao vjerovati zato što to jutro kad je otvorio oltar, božanstvo je nosilo iznošeni pokrivač.
The type of blankets which Gujari ladies wear.
Ona vrsta prekrivača kojeg imaju te žene.
So this shows you a little bit how Krishna can become attracted to your loving offering.
I to vam pokazuje kako Krishna može biti privučen vašoj ponudi s ljubavlju.
You can attract Krishna by one last thing, one third thing.
Krishna možete privući i još jednom posebnom trećom stvari.
The first way to attract Krishna was how?
Koji je bio prvi način na koji se može privući Krishna?
Strong desire. Second way.
Drugi način.
Offering.
Ponuda.
And the third way you will learn now.
A treći način ćete naučiti sada.
Sing and dance for Krishna.
Pjevajte i plešite za Krishnu.
In your house, just put on the good kirtan music. Dance, why not?
U svojoj kući samo stavite neku glazbu i
plešite. The best
plešite.
Yoga exercise.
Zašto ne? To su najbolje vježbe joge.
Sankirtan yoga.
Sankirtan yoga.
Krishna says personally, wherever my devotees sing my name, I personally come.
Krishna osobno rekao, tamo gdje moji bhakti pjevaju moje ime, ja se osobno pojavljujem.
Wait, Sachinandan Swami.
Čekaj, Sachinandan Swami.
Do you really believe it?
Stvarno to vjeruješ?
We were singing in this temple.
Pa mi smo pjevali u ovom hramu.
Where was Krishna?
Gdje je bio Krishna?
Not there.
Nije ga bilo.
He was there.
Bio je tu.
But it is said in the Shastras, the Lord has always our interest in mind.
Ali u Shastrama je rečeno da Gospodin uvijek pazi na naš interes.
And he comes in a form so that our interest is guaranteed, our advancement is guaranteed.
I dolazi na taj način da je naš napredak zagarantiran, osiguran.
The Lord comes in an invisible form.
Gospodin dolazi u nevidljivom obliku.
Some can feel him also in his invisible form.
Neki ga mogu osjetiti u tom nevidljivom obliku.
But for a devotee who is not yet so strong in his bhakti or thirst, the Lord comes in a way so that the devotee keeps on yearning for him, keeps on thirsting for him, because only a person who has thirst will drink the nectar of the Lord.
No, za onog bhaktu koji nema tako jaku želju, on će se pojaviti na taj način da bhakta čezne za njim, da žeđe za njim.
I may have the best water.
Mogu imati najbolju vodu.
But without thirst, I don't drink it.
Ali ako nisam žedan, neću je popiti.
Bhakti is more important than Krishna.
Bhakti je važnija od Krishna.
Because by bhakti you can drink the nectar of Krishna.
Zato jer putem bhakti možete piti nektar Krishna.
Bhakti attracts Krishna.
Bhakti privlači Krishna.
To come in whatever way he wishes to be there.
Da dođe u kojem god obliku on zaželi.
For young devotees he appears in an invisible form.
Za mlade bhakte on se pojavljuje u nevidljivom obliku.
But an older devotee in the same kirtan sees the Lord.
Ali stari bhakte mogu vidjeti gospodina.
He's always there.
On je uvijek prisutan.
But he reveals himself in the way we can best benefit.
Ali se razotkriva na onaj način koji nam najviše može koristiti.
Now it's time for the international guest.
Sad je vrijeme za međunarodnog gosta.
I hope he came. Nadam se da je
došao sam.
You must have thought he waited before the door.
Sigurno ste mislili da čeka ispred vrata.
But he waited in my red bag.
Ali čeka je u mojoj torbi.
A golden Lord Buddha.
Zlatan gospodin Buddha.
In the meditative pose.
Meditative pose.
I told the devotees my little message.
Rekao sam bhaktima svoju poruku.
In split I told them.
U splitu.
Here I will repeat it again.
Ovdje ću ponoviti.
In the a few hundred years ago there was a big golden Buddha in Thailand.
Prije nekoliko stotina godina na Tajlandu je bio veliki zlatni Buda.
Massive gold.
Od teškog zlata.
But the monks, in order to, but because the monks were afraid that the conquistadors, how do you say, I can't really say them, you know conquistadors. Yes. Yes. That they would steal the Buddha, they covered him with layers of clay.
No, budući da su se monasi bojali da bi osvajači mogli ukrasti Budu, oni su ga prekrili sa slojevima gline.
And when the conquistadors came inside the temple, they only saw something which they thought looked like a hill of dirt.
Kada su došli osvajači, hram vidjeli su nešto što je izgledalo samo kao brdo nekog prašina.
Generations passed and it was forgotten that the famous golden Buddha was in that temple.
Generacije su prošle i da zlatni Buda u hramu bio je zaboravljen.
But then one day when they moved the temple somewhere else and moved also the golden Buddha, the clay fell off, and first only the foot, but then the knee, and then the whole Buddha was revealed.
I kada su jednom premještali hram, pa isto tako i tog zlatnog Budu, onda je ilovačas sišla i onda se razotkrila najprije stopalo, zatim koljeno i ostatak Bude.
All of us are golden Buddhas covered with clay.
Svi smo mi zlatni Bude prikriveni ilovačom.
As long as we are covered with the material body and mind, we want very often material things.
So dok smo prekriveni materijalnim umom i tijelom, želimo samo materijalne stvari.
Successful people become very strong in their material desires.
Uspješni ljudi postoji jako snažni u svojim materijalnim željama.
Yesterday we met one of the richest people in Croatia who had the desire to restorate, I believe, even several castles, and he did it.
Juče smo baš upoznali jednog od možda najbogatijih ljudi u Hrvatskoj koji ima želju da restaurira dvorce i čak je uspio u tome.
But that was not so special.
No, to nije tako posebno.
It would be better if he would desire so strongly to go back home, back to Godhead.
Bilo bi bolje da je tako jako želio vratiti se kući nazad Bogu.
Spiritual desires so much more lasting and eternal.
Duhovne želje toliko su trajnije i vječne.
When you uncover yourself from the glinch, do I say it correctly, or you know the clay, then you will develop your golden desires.
Kada skinete sa sebe tu glinu, onda ćete otkriti svoje zlatne želje.
I want to congratulate all of you that you are developing your spiritual desires.
Želim vam svima čestitati što razvijate svoje duhovne želje.
Take courage in your heart.
Budite ohrabreni.
Don't be disappointed when something doesn't come.
Nemojte biti razočarani ako nešto ne dođe.
You have a high goal.
Imate visok cilj.
Follow this goal.
Slijedite ga.
See it before your eyes.
Vidite ga ispred sebe.
Don't become diverted by the clay of material life.
Nemojte da vam odvrati pažnju glina materijalnog života.
Learn to be authentic spiritualists.
Naučite biti autentični spiritualisti.
Don't mix too much.
Nemojte previše miješati stvari.
When your desire will become very strong,
kada vaša želja postane jaka,
then you will see miracles, chudas, I think, coming in your life.
Vidjet ćete u svom životu čuda.
Yes, you will see. There's nothing which Krishna will not give you.
Nema toga što vam Krishna neće dati.
He will even give himself to you.
Čak će vam dati samog sebe.
Like these two examples have shown, one little old example and one modern, more modern example.
Kao što se pokazala ova dva primjera, jedan malo stariji, a jedan malo suvremeniji.
So, all of you golden Buddhas,
svi vi zlatni Bude,
may you soon discover yourself base clean, without clay.
Otkrite sebe jako brzo bez gline.
If you forget everything of this lecture, which most of you will do,
ako ćete zaboraviti sve s ove lekcije, što će većina vas i učiniti i sjetiti se Bude,
it will be very good for you.
To će biti jako dobro za vas.
So know yourself as eternal souls.
Da spoznate sebe kao vječne duše.
And discover your opportunities and potential.
I otkrijete svoje prilike i svoje potencijale.
Most of us will need a little bit to raise the energy level to be strong in that way.
Većina nas mora će podići svoju energetsku razinu da bi bila jaka u svom umu.
Don't think you are too spiritual, you are not.
Nemojte misliti da ste previše duhovni, jer niste.
I wish you all the best.
Želim vam sve najbolje.
And I was very, very happy to be amongst you.
Jako sam sretan što sam bio s vama.
Please forgive me if I'm sometimes speaking a little strongly. It is because I've given already so many lectures, but I still want to see the enlightened people.
Prostite mi što ponekad govorim na možda malo jači, intenzivni način, ali dao sam već toliko lekcija i volio bih vidjeti prosvjetljene ljude.
We are looking for all of you without clay.
Tražimo sve vas bez gline.
That would be the greatest gift you could give to Krishna.
To bi bio najveći poklon koji biste mogli dati Krishna.
Krishna is looking for you.
Krishna vas traži.
Srila Prabhupada would say to his disciples very often, the whole world is waiting for our spiritual revolution. When are you ready?
Srila Prabhupada bi znao reći, pa čitav svijet čeka na našu duhovnu revoluciju. Kada ćete biti spremni?
I know that all of you can have a very fulfilling spiritual life because you must be very serious. Otherwise you wouldn't do what you do.
Sigura sam da svi vi možete imati jako ispunjen duhovni život. Vi morate da ste jako ozbiljni, jer inače ne biste radili to što radite.
So when I sometimes speak a little bit strongly, I want to just address the seriousness and bring it a little bit more out.
Kada ponekad govorim tako malo jače, samo se obraćam to vašoj ozbiljnosti i želim da ona izroni na površinu. Došli smo do našeg kraja.
We will just have a short aratic ceremony and then we will eat the most wonderful feast which you have ever taken.
Imat ćemo kratku ceremoniju aratika i onda ćemo pušati najbolju gozbu koju ste ikada imali prilike probati.
Thank you so much and Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!